This is Alive with Joseph.
I'm trusting that the Lord will speak to every one of us tonight, that we all will leave this place transformed. Amen. It's always good to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get into scriptures tonight. Let's begin from the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's look at from verse 5 to 8. 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 5 to 8. It says, thank you. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto the Horeb, the mountain of the Lord. Unto the Horeb, the mountain of the Lord. Amen. Thunder after me, say, I receive strength for my journey. Thunder, I receive strength for my journey. Declare for the last time, say, I receive strength for my journey in the name of Jesus. And I declare tonight, under this anointing in this communion service, the Lord will give you strength for the journey ahead in the name of Jesus. So tonight we're looking at what I titled, strength for the journey. Strength for the journey. One of the greatest necessities for life and for any journey, when you undertake them, is strength. One of the greatest necessity for life and for any journey you undertake is strength. That is to say, when you have no strength, it will be impossible for you to undertake any journey. When you have no strength, it will be impossible for you to undertake any journey. That is to say, you cannot embark on the journey of life without strength. And as I'm trying to tailor this particularly to the matriculants and their parents, understanding that is a journey that they are undertaking. You cannot embark on the journey of life without strength. So your coming tonight is to enable you build multifaceted strength for the journey that is ahead of you. You as a human being, journey ahead of you in your business, journey that is ahead of you in your career, journey that is ahead of you in every area of your life. Hear me, friends. You don't wait for battle to prepare for battle. You prepare for battle way long before the battle arrives. You do not wait for war to prepare for war. You are well prepared for war long before the war arrives. That is to say, when you look at our text, you will notice something, that God woke Elijah up and told him to eat, because the journey that is ahead of him is very far. Elijah was woken up, was given bread and water, which was a type and shadow of the communion, because the strength he required for the journey could not come to him, or cannot come to him, by physical meal. The strength he requires for the journey cannot come to him by physical meal. So God had to wake him up, empower him, because he had to go on a journey that will be for 40 days and 40 nights. And he required strength from the Almighty God to be able to embark and undertake that journey. Without that strength, he would not have been able to survive the journey. So God woke him up. He ate the first time. He woke him up again the second time and told him, and he touched him and said to him, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose, he did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat for 40 days and 40 nights. I pray for you today, by the strength you will receive out of this service, you will not be weary on the journey in the name of Jesus. I say you will not faint in the journey in the name of Jesus. You will not faint in the journey in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. I say give Jesus praise, not Joseph. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. So let's look at this strength that we require. Let's look at a couple of strength we require for the journey. Number one, you require physical strength for the journey. Physical strength for the journey. The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my string instrument. So this strength makes you, it makes, or rather, let me put it this way, it makes your feet like the hinds' feet. physical strength. You require physical strength for the journey. The same strength came upon Elijah when the hand of the Lord came upon him and he outran Ahab and all his chariots and his soldiers. That same strength is what the Lord is saying is coming upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. When the strength of the Lord is on you, you are enabled to outrun your contemporaries. When the strength of the Lord is upon you, you are able to outrun those who seem to have physical or natural advantage over you. You seem to be able to outrun those who have advantage over you in the natural. When the strength of the Lord comes upon you, you are able to go to levels and come into heights that you will not have been able to come into if the strength of the Lord is not upon you. So you require physical strength. What is physical strength all about? Number one, A, it is the energy to start and finish. Many have the energy to start, but they do not have the energy to finish. Many have the energy to start, but they do not have the energy to finish. Many have the energy to start, but they don't know how to finish. So physical strength is the energy to start and finish. That is to say, you started the journey and you finished the journey. You started the journey. You did not abandon the journey halfway. You did not start the journey. And when we look back, we cannot see you on the journey. I pray for you again this evening. You will start and you will finish whatever you have journeyed into in the name of Jesus. Every journey you have embarked upon, I declare tonight, you will not only start it, you will also finish it in the name of Jesus. I say you will not only start it, you will also finish it in the name of Jesus. What is physical strength? Number 1B, it refers to the health and vitality that empowers you to avoid breakdown and it delivers you from distractions of ill health. Ill health is a distraction. Ill health is a distraction. Ill health is a distraction. So physical strength, it refers to health and vitality that empowers you to avoid breakdown. It empowers you to avoid breakdown, delivers you from the distraction that comes from ill health. When your health is not intact, when your strength is not intact, when you are sick, there are things that you will not be able to accomplish. When you are on the sick bed, there are things that you will not be able to do. You have to come to the place where, you know, you are infused with health and vitality that enables you not to break down on the journey. Many break down on the journey. Many don't finish the journey they have embarked upon, not because they don't want to finish, but simply because they have been distracted by ill health. So you have to connect to the strength of the Lord that enables you to finish whatever you have started. And also, it strengthens you. It strengthens you. It strengthens you so that which you have started, you finish. So that you are helped to avoid the stories of ill health in the middle of your journey. You are delivered from the stories of ill health in the middle of your journey. Listen, friends, nothing distracts like disease. Nothing distracts like disease. Nothing distracts like sickness. Sickness is a distraction. Sickness is a distraction. Nothing distracts like sickness. Nothing distracts like disease. For you not to achieve anything, the enemy just needs to introduce one sickness or another and you are distracted. And I pray for you today. Ill health, disease, sickness will not distract you in the name of Jesus. The journey you have started, you will finish it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. Ill health distracts. Ill health distracts. You know, in the last couple of weeks, I've been having pains on my knees, serious pain, you know, and I've went to different doctors, they check and they say, no, you know, whatever they call the name is happening to my knees and everything. It has affected every area of my life. It has affected, I can't run as much as used to again. Now I'm forced to change shoes. I'm forced to do this. You know, when I'm sleeping, you know, I wake up with pains and when I stand, and I said to the doctor, maybe because I run too much. I said, no, you stand a lot. He asked me, what do you do? When I saw the surgeon, he said, what do you do? I said, I preach. He said, yes, that's the problem. You stand for long. He said, you stand too long. He said, it's not only the running. The running is not really the problem. He said, it's the standing. Now, I cannot do the things. Ill health distracts. Ill health distracts. It distracts. Now, I'm forced to start adjusting shoes here and there. And I'm forced. Some of you who come to the building will notice when you come to the building in the morning prayers, I don't wear shoes. I walk barefooted. Because, you know, if I wear certain shoes for long, my knees will start aching me. And some of you don't know. And I stand there and I'm releasing fire. Amen. Ill health is a distraction. Ill health is a distraction. There was a time, you know, I was having serious pain with my left hand. Serious pain. The first 1 year of the prayer. By the time I moved into the second year, serious pain. And they discovered that, because of always holding them, we have not bought the microphone. I'm always holding the microphone every morning. My friend, the price I pay to lead you to pray. That's why when you are sleeping, it worries me. You don't understand the sacrifice. You think it's just to stand here and pray? No. Sometimes I put my watches on to time me. Sometimes I've done 6 kilometers here according to my watch. Ill health distracts. They check, they say, no, there's nothing wrong with your hands. They say because of what they started checking and discovered, always holding the microphone. That's why we had to go and invest heavily on the headset so that I don't have to be holding microphones like this every morning, 5 days in a week, every day for the holy. So you see, ill health is a distraction. Ill health is a distraction. You cannot embark on a journey when your health is not intact. I pray for you tonight. May you not be distracted by ill health in the name of Jesus. No disease will distract you in the name of Jesus. If a person is not connected to divine health and vitality, the energy that they should be using to face the task in front of them is diverted to the management of disease. The energy they should use for to face the task that is ahead of them, the energy and the strength and the time is diverted to management of sickness, management of disease. I pray for you in this service. I declare and I decree, ill health will not distract you in the name of Jesus. So this service is for your spiritual inoculation. It is a spiritual vaccination service that by the reason of what will happen in this service, you are walking out of this place hale and healthy, strong in the name of Jesus. This is a service that I know in my spirit. By the time the Lord is done with you tonight, you will never remain the same again in the name of Jesus. It is what is called in medical science prophylactic therapy. A prophylactic therapy is, you know, when they give you a medication. You know, there's a difference between flu vaccine and flu medication. Flu vaccine is they give it to you so that they give you long before you get it. The reason is so that you don't get it. Even if it comes, it will not affect you. But flu medication is now you have it, we are trying to cure it. So tonight's service is to make sure that whatever will arise against you, it will not penetrate you in the name of Jesus. That as you start the journey, embark on it tonight, I prophesy nothing will tamper with your journey in the name of Jesus. It's a prophylactic therapy. It's a preventative measure taken to avoid the occurrence or spread of a disease or condition, according to dictionary. In other words, prophylaxis is a preventative measure. So I declare tonight, you receive spiritual prophylaxis therapy in the name of Jesus. That by the time you're inoculated tonight, no matter where the enemy comes against you from, they will fall and fail in the name of Jesus. I say Satan will fall and fail in the name of Jesus. I say Satan will fall and fail in the name of Jesus. So you have come tonight for prophylaxis therapy against demonic attacks, against depression for matric students, against unnecessary manipulation in your mind, that you are forgetting the things you have learned, you are forgetting the things you have been taught, that your mind unnecessary battle is going on. Tonight I inoculate you. I declare tonight, no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all the matriculants, you will finish this year's matric with no issue in the name of Jesus. And you will come out with a great result in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. The weapon of darkness will not distract you in this season. Ill health will not hijack your journey in the name of Jesus.
Listen, friends, physical strength speaks of the energy to start and finish. It speaks of health and vitality. It speaks of divine inoculation that exempts you from breakdown and destruction that comes through ill health. Number three, or 1C, it is the energy. Physical strength is the energy to overcome stress and journey-related issues. To overcome stress and journey-related issues. You are physically strong enough to confront and conquer stress. Hear this, friends. God has given you a lot of physical strength. He has given you strength. He has given you strength. And I declare the strength God has given you, it will find expression in the name of Jesus. Number two, strength you require, mental strength, which speaks of wisdom. Proverbs 24 verse 5 says, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. High frequency mentality. High frequency mentality that deletes and delivers you from stupidity. High frequency mentality. Mental strength. What is mental strength all about? Number 2A, it gives direction that guarantees arrival at destination. It gives direction that guarantees arrival at destination. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10, if the iron be blunt and it does not wet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. So one of the greatest assets of destiny is direction. When the direction is not known, time will be wasted. When the direction is not known, destiny will be wasted. Listen, friends, nothing wastes a destiny like lack of direction. Nothing wastes a destiny like lack of direction. And the impartation of today's service is to impart you with the mentality, wisdom, strength of mind that guarantees your direction. Listen, friends, mental strength fuels your direction. Mental strength fuels direction. Mental strength fuels direction. Number two, it is the direction. What is mental strength? It is the direction that prevents distraction. Mental strength is the direction that prevents distraction. Direction that turns away distraction. That is to say, by the wisdom of God, you have a high level focus. You have a high level focus. Understand, friends, when people are not going to the same direction with you, they can waste your time, thereby waste your life. When they are not going to the same direction with you. That is why you don't embark on a journey with someone who is not going in the same direction with you. The worst thing that can happen to anyone is to associate with a person or with people who are not going to the same direction with you. When your mentality is impacted with strength, you relate wisely. As a matriculant, you relate wisely. There are people who, they are depending on their father's trust funds. They have no future again. They have arrived. When direction is impacted upon you, or rather, when your mentality is impacted with strength, you relate wisely. You know that matric time is not the time to be partying all over the place. You know that anyone partying all over the place, loitering around you, is a thief of destiny. You stay away. Because you're not going to the same direction. Some of you, your parents are paying huge amount of money to send you to school. I once had a daughter in matric. I know how much we paid. You understand that matric, they say matric dance. I'm not against matric dance. It's fine to dance and do all the things you need to do. It's fine, it's your business. But for me personally, if I am to be in your shoes, there are things I will not do. Matric dance have almost become like a wedding ceremony. Children who are getting zero are flying helicopter to arrive in a venue. What do they call that exam they do before the main exam? Trial exam. You look at the trial exam result, is zero, 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 zero. Everywhere zero. And yet this same person has flown helicopter to arrive on a useless dance that has no value to anybody's destiny. When you have mental strength, you relate wisely, you relate carefully, your relationships are destination connected. I pray for you today. May you have relationships that are leading you to greatness in the name of Jesus. 2C, mental strength gives you the ability to maximize life's resources and opportunities. You need the mentality to maximize life's opportunities and resources. You need wisdom to know what to do with the opportunities that comes your way. You need wisdom. You need the wisdom to know what to do with the resources that God puts in your hands. There are people who came across opportunities, and if they had maximized it, they would have been very far today. But because they did not maximize it, they are nowhere today. Every student, maximize your opportunity now. So that when it's time for university, you're not talking story. You know, they didn't take me because, you know, they said there's no space. It's a lie. You didn't pass. If you pass, they will take you. What kind of story is that? The journey ahead is far. The journey ahead is far. Distraction must not be tolerated. It must not be accommodated. Distraction must not be tolerated in any way. You know where you're going. You know what you're pursuing. Listen, one of the greatest things that God has given me is I'm dangerously focused. You see me? Oh. Recklessly focused. You can't, not even my wife can distract me. Stay focused. Stay focused. You know what you're looking for. 5 years down the line, you know, all those things you're looking for, you will just be enjoying it. We'll be looking at you and be celebrating you. Give Jesus praise. Number three, financial strength. Money is a strength. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and a strong man retaineth riches. Proverbs 11:16. So there is financial strength that makes for riches. Financial strength. Listen, friends, you need financial strength. What is financial strength? Financial strength is the capacity to address vital personal needs on your journey. To address vital personal needs on your journey. This delivers you from a beggarly existence. Do you know that if you are on a long journey, you must refuel yourself, isn't it? Let's assume you're driving from here to Joburg. Joburg is not too far. You're driving from here to KZN. You must refuel yourself. Even if you're flying, they give you those funny snacks. Because they want you to refuel yourself. You refuel yourself, you refuel your vehicle. So financial strength enables you to meet your needs along the journey. I pray for you today in this season. You will not beg in the name of Jesus. You are supernaturally and generously supplied in the name of Jesus. What is financial strength? It is the capacity to address journey-related issues. Resources to handle issues that are connected to your achievement. For example, when the students get admission into the university, money is available for registration, money is available for school fees, accommodation fees is ready, students, you know, you discuss feeding and all of the miscellaneous expenses, they are taken care of. Oh, parents, if you don't have any child at university, let me inform you, accommodation fee, you see that one? And I pray for every parent here. May you be generously supplied in the name of Jesus. I say God will supply your needs in the name of Jesus. That child will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is financial strength? It is the capacity to address the needs of fellow travelers. One of the worst things that can happen to anyone in life is to live a life that is touching nobody's life. You need financial strength to be able to be a help to your generation. To impact and touch lives. I pray for you. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Your business will not only take care of you. Your business will take care of generations and people around you in the name of Jesus. Your career will not only take care of your family. God will supply you generously. You will be a blessing to everyone around you in the name of Jesus. Number four, emotional strength. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, ESV translation says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Emotional strength. You need emotional strength for the journey. Listen, friends, emotional strength speaks of, number one, courage to face the future without fear. You need courage to face the future. You need courage to face the future. You're starting a new business, you need courage to face the future. You're going into a new office, you need courage to face the future. You're about to write that exam, whenever the exam begins, you need courage to face the future. Knowing fully well that God has gone ahead of you. Knowing fully well that God has gone ahead of you. Knowing fully well that his thoughts towards you are thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a hope and a glorious future. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So you're entering the future with audacity. You are facing the future without fear. It is the courage to know that everything is under control. Why? Because God is involved in the journey. God is involved in the journey. It is to know that nothing can get out of control where God is involved. Where God is involved, everything comes under control. Hallelujah. Job said he will wait until his change comes. Job 14:14. So emotional strength is very necessary for the journey. Emotional strength. Emotional strength. You are not distracted emotionally. Your emotions are not all over the place. You're falling in love all over the place. Emotions scattered everywhere. Should be focusing. It's not time to fall in love. What stupid love? Broke love. Reject those kind of useless love. Reject it. I love you. No, you don't love me now, please. I have my emotional strength is for the journey ahead, not now. Keep the love somewhere else. Emotional strength. Journey, every journey puts a pressure on your emotions. And I'm not speaking about adults who should be falling in love. I'm talking about the matriculant. You shouldn't be falling in love now. It's not time to love anybody. What you should love is your books. Fall in love with that book. You're texting, you know, I love you. I love you. 2 a.m., you're still texting. You wake up in the morning, you're tired. You get to the class, your mind is all over the place. You're already heartbroken. At this age, you're heartbroken. What do people like us who are carrying load say with our own heart? You're heartbroken at this age. At 17, heartbroken. 18, heartbroken. What broke that heart? Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Listen, stay focused. Listen, and I was listening to Pastor Kingsley, and the wife also says the same thing. You know, they said men are transactional being. Listen, if you're not doing well, that same man will not love you again. No. Behave yourself. Stay focused. All that emotion you require you for the journey ahead. You're fixated on the journey. Fixated on the journey. Because you know, by the time you get to the other side, when you arrive destination, you arrive gloriously. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. 4B, what is emotional strength? It is being optimistic and positive about the future of the journey. No negative mindset is tolerated around you. No negative mindset is accommodated. Listen, friends, you're starting that business, start it. Don't accommodate any negative mindset around you. They tell you, oh, everybody is doing the same thing. Well, I'm not everybody. I'm exempted. The hand of the Lord is on me. The blessing of God that makes rich is upon my life. Emotional strength is massive dosage of positive energy. You are self-encouraged. The Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Understand, friends, nobody's opinion is as important as your own opinion of yourself. Number 4C. It is the capacity. Emotional strength. It is the capacity to wear out opposition and resistance by determination. You wear out opposition and resistance by determination. You wear out opposition. You wear out resistance by determination. By your spiritual composition, you are not stopping at anything. You wear the enemy out. That things that are meant to stop you, you refuse it from stopping you. You wear out opposition by your determination. That is, you are determined to win despite opposition. You deny the devil the attention he is looking for. You deny him the pleasure to see you give up. I pray for you. Receive emotional strength in the name of Jesus. Number five, spiritual strength. The last but not the least. Daniel 11:32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God, who do know their God, who do know their God, shall be strong. And they do exploits. I prophesy, you are strong in the name of Jesus. You will do exploits in the name of Jesus. In that business, you will do exploits in the name of Jesus. In your career, you will do exploits in the name of Jesus. I pray for every student this year. Every student in this house will do exploits in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. What is spiritual strength? Number one, it is the capacity to sustain spiritual intensity. The capacity to maintain spiritual disciplines. You are perpetually on fire without thinking of running out of oil. Maintaining spiritual disciplines like fasting, they are just flowing. Spiritual disciplines like prayer, you wake up in the morning, you know that you need God to be able to navigate the day. You wake up to pray. You draw your strength. David said, I will look unto the hills. Where will my help come from? Say, my help comes from the Lord God Almighty, the one who has made the heavens and the earth. He is my Ebenezer. You know that without him, you can do nothing. So you're drawing your strength from his presence. You're drawing your strength from his presence. Spiritual strength. Listen, friends, nobody on this earth, nobody on this planet earth who doesn't draw strength from the realms of the spirit. Let nobody deceive you. Nobody. Nobody on this earth who doesn't draw strength from the realms of the spirit. You are praying consistently. You are studying the word of God consistently. You are fellowshipping with the brethren consistently. Because the more you fellowship, that is why we call church service service. Because you come in here, we service you. We remove old engine oils and we put new one. We release you to go and function. You're joining prayers. Before you step out, you've joined prayers. You've received wisdom from the presence of God. You step out in faith. Spiritual strength is capacity to sustain spiritual intensity. Number 5B, it is the capacity to dwell in the victory mode. Dwelling in the victory mode, M-O-D-E. You are not allowing yourself to faint. You are constantly enforcing the victory given to you by redemption. The book of Proverbs says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Now this is to say, you are keeping the adversary busy and keeping him where he belongs. You are sustaining spiritual fire. You are remaining in the victory mode. You are not giving the enemy any foothold. You are remaining in victory mode. You are not giving the enemy any foothold. You are not opening any door for the enemy. You are not allowing him. Make no room for the devil, the scripture says. Listen, friends, when you do not sustain spiritual intensity, you open your life to Satan to torment you. You open your life for him to afflict you. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. Be strong in the Lord. Child of God, be strong in the Lord. Let me play this movie for you. This clip I saw. You know, when you lack spiritual strength, you open up yourself unnecessarily. Please play for me. Please play for me. You see? The devil walks in. At this point, he exposes his life to sadness because he has no spiritual strength. Anxiety walks in. Depression walks in. You see, he's still there. Now watch. They're messing up his life. Because no spiritual strength. He's unable to stop them. They are scattering destiny. He becomes sad. He becomes depressed. He becomes anxious. He becomes sad. Become depressed. Because the devil is happy. But guess what? When he remembered, be strong in the Lord, he picked up his Bible. He opened his Bible. He saw the weapon of warfare. For they are not carnal, they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. The very moment he started, the Holy Ghost came. Started strengthening him. The very moment he started strengthening him, God strengthened him. Strength begins to come. He begins to come. He begins to come. The devil sees, he has acquired strength. The devil is so wicked, he walks out alone without taking his people. He left. Look, watch him leave. He leaves. But he left his people behind. He continues to gain strength. After he has collected enough strength, inoculated, he rose. He collected whip. He went and opened the door. It is time for depression to vacate. It is time for anxiety to vacate. It is time for sadness to vacate. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Guess what happened? He started whipping them. Whip you. Whip you. Whip you. Whip you. Ah, I declare over you tonight, by the strength of tonight's service, whatever entered your life that shouldn't be in your life, I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. I command them out in the name of Jesus. Every matriculant, that depression, I command it out in the name of Jesus. Anxiety out in the name of Jesus. Sadness out in the name of Jesus. Give me three powerful amen. Two, three. Give the Lord your praise tonight. When strength came, the enemy could no longer be accommodated. Every time you are depressed, it's an indication strength is not available. Because the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. And lastly, spiritual strength is the capacity for consistent exploits. But the people that do know their God shall be strong. The next thing that happens, they do exploits. It is the consistency of exploits. This year, every student under the sound of my voice, this year, your exploit will be consistent in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. Your exploit will be consistent in the name of Jesus. It is attention commanding results. That by the time the result is out this year, your result is commanding attention in the name of Jesus. It takes strength to do exploits. Friends, you need all of this strength that I've spoken about. And the book of Revelation chapter 5 tells us this as we begin to pray. It says, Revelation 5 verse 10 to 12, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. We shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, what is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor and glory and blessing? Inside the blood is strength. What is the Lamb that I've received from you through his blood? Strength. As you take the communion tonight, unusual strength is coming upon you. Tonight communion, don't take it anyhow. You that is online, get communion element ready. Whatever you have in the house, be it bread, be it pap, be it water, whatever you have, get it ready. Don't take it anyhow tonight. As I said, it's a prophylaxis therapy tonight. That heaven is inoculating you. Don't take it anyhow tonight. He said, what is the Lamb? Through his blood, he has received from you wisdom and strength and honor and glory and power and riches. 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 Now this year, you're not lacking any good thing. As we march into the second half of the year, you are generously supplied. That business that needs to take off, it will take off in the name of Jesus. That career that needs to flourish, I declare tonight, it will flourish in the name of Jesus. I say it will flourish in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I say it will flourish in the name of Jesus. Because inside the blood is the power that empowers us to become all that God has called us to be. Hallelujah. What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb? So by the communion tonight, The Lord is going to do great things for you. You know the scripture we read in the morning? He said, the boundary lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. The boundary lines have fallen on you in pleasant places. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give Jesus praise tonight. Let's rise on our feet as we pray. Hallelujah. Lift your voice tonight. Begin to thank the Lord for strength. Thank Him for strength. Thank Him for strength.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.